I spoke to two senators about the Bush administration's policy on Iraq. Evan Bayh is a Democrat from Indiana in his first term of office, and Robert Bennett is a Republican from Utah in his second term. Senator Bennett says he still has some reason for optimism after hearing from the White House and the Pentagon.
What they're telling me is that things are going better than people are being told on CNN, but not necessarily that they're going as well as we had hoped.
Senator Bayh?
Oh, I think there's a growing recognition on the part of the administration that this is proving to be much harder than they had originally thought. And the American people are now being made aware of that, regardless of the kind of spin that the administration has tried to put on it.
The administration went into Iraq without United Nations support, and now it's seeking UN help. Has the diplomatic effort been mishandled?
I'm not so sure it's been mishandled. I think we went in on the assumption that there would be more resistance than there was, and in the calculus of war, that means there would be more casualties on the Iraqi side than there have been. Iraqi soldiers, instead of standing and fighting, simply took off their uniforms, fled, melded into the populace, and now are mixing with terrorists coming across the border to provide kind of guerrilla activity. We realize now we need a different kind of approach there. So I think it's more evolved towards an understanding that we need more international support.
Senator Bayh?
I'm not sure whether it's hubris or overconfidence or incompetence, Bob, or some combination of the three. But clearly there's an element of buyer's remorse here. There was a part of the government, and our government has been divided from the beginning on this, there was a part of the government that won initially in terms of going it alone, saying we don't really need the interference of outside assistance. And now they've come around to the point of view that we are stronger with outside assistance, and I think that is the correct point of view, Bob. It reminds me of the old saying that it is better that wisdom come late than not at all. Well, I think we finally arrived at the point where we should have been at the beginning, which is recognizing that America is strongest when we have allies and those who are willing to bear these burdens with us.
Was too much emphasis put on the invasion itself and not enough for what followed?
It appears to be that way, yeah.
Senator Bayh?
I think there's no question but that is the case. Everyone knew we were going to win the war and defeat the Iraqi military. Thank goodness it went quicker and with fewer casualties than we might have expected. But the real problem all along was going to be how to stabilize the country in the aftermath, how to establish a democracy in a country where there's no history of that kind of thing, how to get their economy up and running. And it looks as if the people who did such a brilliant job of planning the military campaign have done not so good a job in planning for the aftermath.
Do you sense the U.S. forces there are bogged down somehow, or at least feeling that way?
We get that sense. Some parts of the country are much more stable, the northern Kurdish area, for example. And until this recent spat of internal warfare or terrorism, the Shia parts were more stable. But it looks as if we're in this for the longer run. Our colleague Dick Lugar, the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, estimates 5 years, Bob, and that sounds like a long time to me.
Senator Bennett?
I've always said I thought it would be between 3 and 5 years. I agree that we've got to understand that that's what we're in for, because this is not just a one-time, quick, in-and-out sort of situation that we had in the first Gulf War, and frankly, that looking back on it probably was a little too quick. We celebrated a little too early. This is an attempt to make a major change and concurrently a major contribution to peace in what is arguably the most unstable part of the world, and you're not going to do something like that in a short period of time, and we should all understand that.
So you're now hearing comparisons to Vietnam, including the use of borrowed money to fund a military effort.
Yeah, I think that's completely misplaced. As I've studied the situation in Vietnam, read Robert McNamara's memoirs as he outlines all of the mistakes that were made in Vietnam while he was Secretary of Defense, I don't see any parallels at all in terms of the way the country is organized, the situation on the ground, the military circumstance. I think that's a cheap journalistic shot, frankly.
Senator Bayh?
I think the analogy to Vietnam is also incorrect. In Vietnam, we were involved in essentially a civil war, opposing a nationalist movement. That is not the case in Iraq. As a matter of fact, we have an opportunity to show that we are on the side of the Iraqi people by freeing them from a brutal tyrant. The real problem here, Bob, is that we're involved in nation building on a scale that this country has never engaged in, even in the post-Second World War period, because there was a history of democracy and free market economics in Western Europe. we're not building on that foundation in Iraq. And the real irony here is an administration that came into office denouncing the relatively modest attempts of the previous government at nation building is now involved in it on a scale that is vast and very, very difficult. So it does take time.
Senator Bennett, do you think the administration has changed its mind about nation building?
Well, I think there's no question but what it's been forced to. September 11th was such a wake-up call to tell us that the world was nowhere near as safe as we thought it was, nowhere near as tranquil as we thought it was. And as the world's only superpower, hyperpower, as the French call us, we had a responsibility around the world that we couldn't turn our backs on. So I think it is true that this administration has had something of a wake-up call in terms of its responsibilities.
Senator Robert Bennett is a Republican from Utah. Senator Evan Bayh is a Democrat from Indiana.